Common Cultural Flashpoint is now before the Bloomington City Council. Bloomington staff will examine converting the Columbus Day holiday to a holiday honoring Indigenous people. A majority of the council indicated some support, at least for research on the question, during a Committee of the Whole work session Monday night. Councilmember Jen Carrillo promoted the idea using similar language to an earlier proposal to consider a Juneteenth holiday. Last fall, the council passed a proclamation honoring Indigenous Peoples Day. Carrillo says she wants to go further because recent events make such an action more urgent.
Over the last 4 years especially, we've seen a significant increase in explicitly white supremacist organizing and activities, both in our community and in the country. But also as a society, I think we've started to connect the dots about the ways that white supremacy shows up in the most explicit ways and then also in more covert ways.
Carrillo says those covert examples include monuments, statues, landmarks named for certain people, and holidays celebrated. Not everybody supports Carrillo. Councilmember Donna Boland, for one.
I believe that cancel culture removes the opportunity for dialogue and to study world history. Actually, if you study history, Columbus Day is a Italian-American holiday, and so what I see being suggested is a substitution of one culture for another.
Another council member sees more nuance than strict substitution. Julie Emig says it's not usurping. She says canceling Columbus is not dismissing Italian Americans, just removing an honor from someone who created a lot of harm to Native Americans. She says there's also a political purpose to the original Columbus Day holiday that may no longer be relevant.
And actually seem to be more about Italians trying to regain status and recognition in a country that was very oppressive of them at the time. So they grabbed onto what they perceived as an icon. And he's Italian, people like him, so they wanted to associate with him.
To others, the current understanding of Columbus Day in the broadest sense is the real problem. For Jeff Craybill, honoring Columbus is a poor use of a colonialist symbol that resulted in the large-scale death by disease and military conquest of people already living in North America before Europeans arrived.
I think it's common knowledge that this day is celebrated as discovering America. In essence, it's all about what he did against Indigenous people.
The idea of Columbus Day began in 1869 in California. Councilmember Johnny Painter says it started as a response to a lynching of 11 Italian Americans. Columbus Day did not become a federal holiday until 1937. Painter says she's conflicted about a switch because the city can't undo the federal holiday status and government offices will remain closed and the mail won't be delivered.
I don't necessarily think we should replace one with the other. I don't have a problem with Indigenous Peoples Day, as we had last year, just do what we did then in perpetuity. That's fine with me, but I'm not in favor of replacing one with the other.
Councilmember Scott Black says he does not have a strong opinion.
In my view, like right now in the middle of a global pandemic, so I think staff attention should be on that.
The council earlier approved examination of a Juneteenth holiday proposed by Councilmember Mboka Mulambwe, recognizing the emancipation of slaves. I'm Charlie Schlenker.